Okay, everybody mute themselves. Okay, so today is Daf Gimel. So let's just refresh our recollection what we did yesterday. So yesterday in the Mishnah, we learned that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is sequestered. And then we also learned that 7 days before the Paraduma is burnt, the Kohen is sequestered. And there's a Machloket Tanayim, whether the Paraduma has to be done with the Kohen Gadol or not. So it's Machloket Tanayim. The Rambam Paskins, it does not have to be with the Kohen Gadol. And then we also learned that 7 days before the Miluim, there was the Kohenim. Please, everybody mute themselves. Michael, please mute yourself. Everybody, Ruth, mute yourself. Arthur, mute yourself. So and then during the Miluim, everybody was also sequestered. So the Gemara quoted a member from Rabbi Yochanan. This is 10 lines from the bottom on Beis Amin Aleph. Like Hashem has done or directed this day, which is with the Miluim. That was when Aaron and his sons were invested, began serving as Kohanim when the Mishkan was erected. So they were sequestered for 7 days. And it says in Chumash, we petach olam oed lo tesu shabbat yamim. You'll stay by the petach olam oed for 7 days, don't move. And so Hashem is commanded to do. So the Gemara says la'asot ilu ma'asei para. When it says la'asot, it's referring to the paraduma. And when it says la'paper, it's referring to ma'asei yom kippurim. So in other words, we have the miluim, and from the miluim, we're learning the halacha is true by the paraduma, and the halacha is also true by yom kippur. So cutting to the chase, the Gemara ends up saying that. The learning Gzeres Shabbat Tziva Tziva. It says Zochu Kata Torah Shetziva Hashem Lemor, and it says also in the pasuk Hashera Saba Yomitzet Tziva Hashem LaAsot. So I know it's connected to Paraduma. Now the Gemara asked, maybe it's talking about the maybe it's talking about Tziva by Korbat on Amud Beis. It says Yom Sabbat Open Israel. So maybe before. Every coin before he does the one of the mikdash has to, is perhaps he should have to sequester for 7 days. How do you know that tziva relates to the paraduma? So the Gemara says that we're going to learn tziva with tziva and not sabotah with tziva. So yesterday, Yosef Rahmani asked me the pasuk earlier, not the part of the pasuk that's quoted here, but the pasuk earlier mentions the word tziva. So I looked in the sixth Gemara. The Gemara is quoted the Rashash asked you a question, Yosef. So you really, you knew this already?
Yesterday.
Oh, you told me. Yeah. So did they send them? You have the Masipt Gemara there? Do you have a Masipt Gemara or a different Gemara? What do you have? Is that the Masifta? No. Okay. So the Rashash asked the question. So in the Masifta, so I looked up the Rashash. He doesn't give an answer, but they quoted, I think, the Yad Avram, who says that it's Taluim whether the Tziva is before the Asiya, the Asiya is before the, which is what I said. So Baruch that you were mechaving to the question the Rashash had. Okay, so that came out. So the first part of the pasuk we have the connection to the paraduma, and then the second part of the pasuk was to the Yom Kippur. It says lechaper lechem. So when we mentioned kapara, we figured that that's talking about Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, how do you know kapara is talking about Yom Kippur? Maybe there are a lot of korbanot that are brought for kapara in the base of Mikdash. So maybe it's referring to those things, and that the Kohen has to do, parisha before that. So the Gemara said kapara by individual korbanot is so that could be brought any day. We're talking about kavu zman, has a set time when it's brought. So then the Gemara says, well, maybe it's talking about kapara by the korbanot that are brought on the regalim, and each one of the regalim, so we bring a seir, you know, for a chatat, a chaper, for tumas mikdash with kadashav. So the Gemara says we're talking about something which is, something pamachat b'shana. In other words, it has to be kavuzman, and and it's knowing pamachat b'shana. So he wants to say that the miluim was like a one shot deal. I guess it's pamachat b'shana. He says, but the regalim is all over the place. So the Gemara says, so maybe it's one regal. And you say, we don't know which regal. Well, you'd be able to figure it out. Maybe it's Pesach, maybe it's Sukkot. So the Gemara says that we're talking about when it's 7 days of preparation that culminates in one day. So just like the Miluim are 7 days of preparation, then it culminates in one day. Odeda, what's going on with that? Okay. So then also, so 7 days by Yom Kippur culminates in one day, but by the regalim, it would be 7 days of preparation that culminate in 7 days. So the Gemara says that that wouldn't fit in. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's talking about Shemini Atzeret. Then I have 7 days of preparation that would culminate in one day. So the Gemara says so the Mishmarshi says, it says Hazeh. It has to be Kazeh. In other words, the Pasuk says, Kasher Asah Bayom Hazeh. Just like this day, so it has to be a mirror image of this day, 7 days preparation before coming one day. And Ravashi says that really Shemini Atzeret is just a tafel to Sukkot. So even though it's regular to ask for a certain dinim, but it's really just coming at the tail end of Sukkot. Okay, let's go to Gimel. We're on Gimel and Aleph now, a few lines in, and then I'll pause in just a couple of minutes, okay? So on line four, on Gimel and Aleph. So the Gemara is looking, we're fishing around to see if there are other candidates that would, 3A, five lines on the top. So the Gemara is fishing around for some other candidates that would fit in the Pasuk. It says, L'chaper aleichem, that you need the sequestration of the Kohen beforehand. So the Gemara says on line four, V'ema atzeret, maybe Shuas would be a good candidate. He says, the priesthood shiva liyom echadu, the Kohen would be segregated, and it culminates in one day. In Eretz Yisrael, Shavuos is one day. So the Gemara says, Amr Baba, Danin Parachad Ba'ayil Echad, you know, I'm sorry to bother you, Yosef, I need a Chumash, I'm sorry to bother you. And it helps to have everybody who has a Chumash near you for the coming Gemara. I should have mentioned it before. So the Gemara says, Amr Baba, Danin Parachad Ba'ayil Echad, Parachad Ba'ayil Echad. So the Rabbi Abba says, we're going to learn out a day, i.e., thank you very much, Yosef, thank you. So Rabbi Abba says, we're going to learn a day like Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you bring one par and one aisle. You bring one par and one aisle from a day that you bring a par of an aisle, which was the Miluim. You also bring a par of an aisle. Lapuki atzeret dishnei elim ninu. Now, on Shavuos, he's talking about in Parshat Emor, it mentions in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem. So you bring shtei elim, you bring two elim, two rams. So that doesn't fit in. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara says, Hanich lama damar yom kippurim ayel echad hu. Now, there's a machloket, which we're going to see shortly, how many rams were brought on Yom Kippur. Now, you can even look in the Chumash at this point if you have a Chumash in front of you, but if you don't, you'll just listen orally. So if you look in Parshas Pinchas, so this is on page 894 in the Art Scroll, so it lists the Musaf that's brought on Yom Kippur. So in terms of the animals, it mentions, you know, different animals, but it mentions ayil echad. In Pasuchet, one ayil. It says par b'makar echad, ayil echad, plesimini shenavah shvat b'minim. Now, each one of these animals are brought as a korban olah. It's totally burnt on the mizbeah. Now, you leave a bookmark there in Parshas Pinchas, and then if you go to Parshas Achrimot, where it discusses the avod on Yom Kippur, which is next week's Parsha to Shavua. So it says at the beginning of the Parsha, so it says, this is on page 636, on Pasuk Gimel, in the R scroll, it says, "Bezog Yavon on the Kodesh, Befar B'makar L'chatat B'ayah L'yol Law." With this, Aaron is going to enter the Kodesh Kadashim with a Par B'makar L'chatat. That's obviously a different korban than the one we just discussed. This is talking about a Par as a Chatat, a sin offering. We were talking about Ola, that's not it. But Ba'ayil Yola, he brings an ayil as an Ola. So it mentions an ayil Yola. And then again, it mentions on page 638 of Pasuk K, Me'edap in Yisrael Yikach Shnei Sirim Zil Chatat, Ba'ayil Echad Yola.
I got to tell you, I don't have an art scroll. I need a Perek and a Pasuk.
Okay. So in Parshas Achrimot, Perek Tet Zion, Pasuk Gimel, Tet 16:3. Okay, Perek Tet Zion, Pasuk Gimel. And then also in Pasuk Hay as well. Okay, so in Parshas Achrimot, it mentions that he brings one aisle, and in Parshas Pinchas, it also mentions that there's an aisle Yola. So there's a question among the Machloket Tanaim: is that the same aisle or is that a different aisle? Okay, so let's see. So the linchpin of our limud was that we're linking up parva aisle to parva aisle. We're linking up a day when a par and aisle is brought as a korban to a day when a par and aisle is brought as a korban. But the miluim and par and aisle were brought, and a Yom Kippur par and aisle were brought. So the Gemara says that works fine, assuming that there's one aisle that's brought on Yom Kippur. So let's keep back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so this is on line 8. Hanich l'madamar Yom Kippur in my lechadu. So according to the opinion that holds that on Yom Kippur they brought one aisle, so fine, everything's fine. El'madamar shnei elim ninu. But according to the opinion that says that there were two elim that were brought, my yikalamemar. So now we're going to be in trouble because there's nothing that says that it's more Yom Kippur than Shavuot. Neither one matches up, as far as we think right now. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa. Let me just make sure nobody else is here. One second. Let me just make sure nobody else is waiting. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Tani, Rebbe Omer, Ailechad. Rebbe says that only one aisle was brought on Yom Kippur as an Ola. Hu ha-mur kan, hu ha-mur b'chum ha-shapkudim. That the aisle that's referred to here, meaning in Achrei Mod, is the same aisle that was mentioned in Parshat Pinchas. That's what Rebbe says. So according to Rebbe, we have no problems. Now this should be Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, this is Reb Lazar, the son of the Tana Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He's one of the, they both were in the cave for those 13 years studying. So Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon Omer, Shnei Elim, hey. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon says, no, there were two Elim that were brought on Yom Kippur. So now, according to Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, now our limud has got difficulty. We can't figure out why is it Yom Kippur should be the thing I'll learn the sequestration. Maybe it should be Shavuos I should learn the sequestration for. So the Gemara says, Apilu Tema Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon. Even if you would say, within the sheet of Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, we'll still be able to make a limud. Meaning, by Yom Kippur, you're right, there are two Elim, according to Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, that are brought, each one brought as an Ola, but they're in different categories. One is part of the Korban Musaf, and one is brought as Chobar Ayom. Now, Korban Musaf, and Rashi, I'll explain it outside, and we'll do it inside. So Rashi says, when it comes to Korban Musaf, it means that's built on the Korban Tavid. In other words, you have the Korban Tavid, that's the daily sacrifice, and then on top of that, you have a Korban Musaf. And so by each Korban Musaf, it says, Milabad Olad Abokar, Milabad Olad Atamid. In other words, besides Olad Atamid, you bring, that's an addition. Then you have Chobar Ayom, are different obligations you have during the day. So the way Rashi learns, it seems that we're focused on the Korban Musaf, by Yom Kippur. So the Korban Musaf, there's only one aisle as Korban Musaf. Lapuki Atzeret, it's Parvayu Chobar Ayom Ninu. By Shavuos, when we said there were two Elim, that's both in Chobar Ayom. So it's both in the same category. So there's nothing, so in other words, it is logical for us still to assume that the Pasuk is referring to Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur, I bring one par, one aisle. I could say that one aisle is part of the, Musaf. But by Shavuos, when we said there are two Elim, that's with the Chobar Ayom. All right, so let me just pause for 1 second. Let me just do the Rashi, and then we'll take some questions, okay? So I'll pick up the Rashis around 8 lines above where it gets wide on the right-hand column with the narrow lines. Okay, near the Hagodah Bach. So Danim Parachad V'Elechad, Avodat Musaf Yom Kippur. So Rashi is focusing on the Musaf. You could ask why Rashi is focused on the Musaf versus the other one. He says, Parachad V'Elechad, and by the miluim, there was also one par and one aisle. It says, they bring one ego, one calf, which is a par. So the Gemara says, it's really one aisle on Yom Kippur. Korban Sibur Yom Kippurim, Hu Amor Kan Bach Remote, May Ebene Shay Kashne Siris Im Lechatat, Be'ailachad Leola. More of a Pinchas the Musaf, and that was the sheet of Rebbe, one aisle. So the Gemara says, even if I said there are two Elim, but Hatam Chal Chobar Ayom, Hahuda Achrei Mod Chobar Ayom Inu Kuri Musaf. One in Achrei Mod is the Chobar Ayom. That's a special obligation of the day, not related to the Musaf. Below Ketibat Hamilvado Lada Boker Ketibat Hol Musafin Milvado Lada Boker. The Mashra is mostly about the Bar Yom Biyomo. So if it's Musaf, it's saying it's like Musaf means addition. It's an addition to the Korban, the daily Korba. So on Shavuos, you bring these two loaves of bread. He says, all right, so again, so let me just summarize, and then we'll take some questions. So we said in the Pasuk, by sequestration, it says, as he's done today by the Miluim, where the Kohanim are sequestered, he's directed to be done la'asot l'kaper lechem. So la'asot, we said, is referring to the paraduma, and siva la'asot, we said, is the gzer shava, and l'kaper, to bring atonement, is a reference to Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, at the last chapter we're into right now, we're saying l'kaper, why can't that be shvus? On shvus is also kapara that's broad. So the Gemara says, we're going to learn a day that's got a parva aisle from a day that's got a parva aisle. Shavuos has got two elim. So the Gemara says, what? But according to one opinion, there's also two elim on Yom Kippur. But even according to the opinion, which is Reb Lazar Ben Shimon, that there are two elim brought on Yom Kippur, one is part of the Musaf and one is part of the Chovat HaYom. So Rashi is focusing on the Musaf. So I have one aisle in the Musaf, so it still links up better with the Miluim, who also had a parva aisle, than Shavuos, who's got two elim. Okay, Lucy's questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Are you raising your hand, Odeid? Okay, what's up, Yosef? Yeah, so one second. So, you know, if you look, on Shavuos, there definitely is a Musaf. In other words, we're focusing on just the Parva aisle. In other words, if you look on page 894 in the Art Scroll, this is Perichav Ted in Bamidbar, Pasuk, one second. Make it page 892. So Perichav Ted Pasuk Chavav is the Musaf for Shavuos. So it mentions all the Korban you're going to bring. He says, you know, Parim b'nei kar shnayim ayelachad shivach matzim b'nei shana. So, but we're focusing on just the par va'ayil. That's what we're looking for, the par va'ayil. So Shavuos has got two elim, not here, but in Parsha Zemur, it's got two elim, and it's not linking up well. In other words, Shavuos is not linking up well with Miluim. Let me look in Nachrimos for a second. In Emor, no. I hear. No, you can't say that. I'll tell you why. One second. If you look, this is on page 684 in Parshas Emor. So it says you'll bring the two loaves of bread, and then it says in Pasuk Yudchet, page 684, Perichav Gimel in Bayikra, Pasuk Yudchet. 23:18. Okay, so it says, bring seven lambs. That's what we're focusing on. One par and two alin. That says one par and two alin. And it says you ola l'Hashem. There'll be an ola. So here, this is different than the Musaf. That's what Chazal teaches. This is not part of the Musaf. So one par and two alin. And that thing is not matching up. So the Gemara says, okay. So, but Yom Kippur, we only have a par of aisle. But maybe on Yom Kippur, you also have two elim. So the Gemara says, no. Right, that's it. Okay. Any other questions here? Everybody good at the Zoom crowd? Okay. So I'm gonna move on then if nobody has any questions. All right. Nice to have everyone here, by the way. Okay. And Emil, it's nice to have you as well. And Aaron Moshe, I'd like it better when I could see everybody. If you could, you know, do the video show, I'd like it better. All right. Let's go further. Okay. We're back in the Gemara. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Well, okay. So we're on Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Everybody needs to mute themselves. Everybody mute themselves, okay? So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. So maybe the day, though, that requires Prisha is Rosh Hashanah. The Prisha Shival Yom Echadhu. That would also be 7 days of Prisha culminating in one day. It means on a Dereis level, Rosh Hashanah is one day. So the Gemara says, Amar Yivahu, not in par ba'ayel shalom, mi par ba'ayel shalom. So we're going to learn a day that has a par ba'ayel, like Yom Kippur, from par ba'ayel shalom, means par ba'ayel of the Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings a par ba'ayel, but it's his par ba'ayel. You know, he pays for it out of his own pocket. He brings it. So again, this is the pasuk that we quoted before in Acharei Mode, at the beginning of Acharei Mode. This was 636 in the Art Scroll, Perek Ted Zion. He says Pasuk Gimel in Bayikra. He says before Parva Ayla, he comes with the Parva Ayil, and then it says, in Pasuk Hey, I mean, Adapani Shilikach Shnei. Then on Pasuk Vav, it says Vikriva Ron Parakatat Shelo. He'll bring his own Parakatat. So the Gemara says, So why can't it be Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says, "Rosh Hashanah, the priest should be Matad. Who Amri Ba'ud done in Parvail Shalom? We're going to learn today that the Kohen Gadol brings his own Parvail. Means he takes into his pocket, he pays the bill for the Parvail, the Parvail Shalom. And the same thing by the Miluim. They paid for the Aaron paid for the Parvail. La Puki Atzeret Rosh Hashanah. And here the Gemara is doing like knocking both candidates out of the ballpark, as opposed to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. The tzibur ninu, because then it comes from the tzibur. So then that the line lines up better if it's coming from his own pocket. But just one minute, I'll pause it just a few lines, okay? So the Gemara says, Hanith Laman Damar, Kachul Chami Shalcha, turn page, Vaseh Lachami Shalcha. So the Gemara says that works well according to the opinion that we'll see shortly that holds whenever the Torah says, Kach Lacha, it means from your own money. When it says, Haseh Lacha, from your own money, he says, So he says, so by the miluim, so there's a pasuk that says kachta egel ben bakar, you know, and so that means that he's got to take his own par, but an aisle, you know, is by the miluim, and by Yom Kippur it also says, you know, bezot yavor on kodesh par bakar, and we say bekriv aron and par chatat shalom. It's also mashma that it's his own. He says, on the top line on Gimel Beis, Elamandamar Mishal Tzibur, but according to another opinion, even though it says Kach Lecha, it doesn't mean from your own money. It means from the Tzibur. So he says, Ma'ik Lameimar. So now you're going to be back to square one. It's going to, so again, the question is, why can I say it's referring to, when it says Kapara, it's talking about the Korbano that are brought on Rosh Hashanah, and it would be 7 days preparation for a one-day holiday. He says, the Tanya, on line two, we learn the Braisa. Now, this Braisa is just talking about when it says in general, and it's talking about, let's say, by Moshe Rabbeinu. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, like it says, we'll see in a little bit, it says, samim, like you should bring samim, like these spices to compound the Ketoret. And it says, make two trumpets of silver. So the Tana Kama here says, the Tanya, Kach Lecha Mishalcha, Vaseh Lecha Mishalcha. When it says Kach Lecha, singular, means to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, from your own money. Vaseh Lecha, from your own money. He says, V'yichuei Lecha, if it says V'yichuei Lecha, they will bring to you, says that's Mishal Tzibur. That's Mishal Tzibur. So, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So, according to Tan Rabbi Yoshia, I'm fine. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Bein Kach Lecha, Bein V'yichuei Lecha, Mishal Tzibur. Rabbi Yonatan says there's no difference when the Torah says Kach Lecha or V'yichuei Lecha. He says it all has to come from the Tzibur. So why does the Torah say Kach Lecha if there's no difference? K'v'yachol Mishal Chani Rosei Yotker Mishalahem. K'v'yachol, it's interesting because that's the phrase that we often use in, you know, common language today, kivyachol, people say, you know, like giving a shir and things like that. But as if a Kaddish Baruch was saying, in other words, I'm telling you to bring from the tzibur, but things being the way they are, I'd really prefer what came from you. In other words, like, I'm not happy with the tzibur, so, but if you take it from the tzibur, I'll consider it like as if it came from you. That's what he wants to say. And we'll see in a minute. The Braisa continues. Abba Chanan Amar, Yishum Reb Lazar. This is still the Braisa. Abba Chanan says the name Reb Lazar. One pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu is charged, admonished to build an aron, to build an ark. He says, another pasuk says, Sue, all of you should make an aron. Now, there's machloket among the Mefarshim. Is this referring to the same aron or two different aron? So this limud is much simpler if you say it's the same aron. So if it's the same aron, Hashem says to him, I want you to make the aron. Then he says, I want everyone to make the aron. So then I have to reconcile the two. But it could be this talking about two different aronot. One is talking about the aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made when he, after the Luchot Shniot. And then the other aron is, one second. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he says this in footnote six. He says many Rishonim assume the first verse, the ark that Hashem commanded Moshe make just before he sent in Har Sinai, to get the second Luchot. so that he would have the place to put the money to send it. So the first pasuk says, "Be'asita Charon Eitz," according to a number of Rishonim, especially about the Aron he's building before he goes up to get the second lukot. First lukot are broken already. He says, and he says in later years, this ark was used to contain the broken remains of the first tablets. The second verse refers to the ark made by Bezalel, became the permanent one for the second tablet. So, I mean, one Aron is going to be, remember, we learned earlier in Shkalim, remember, according to some opinions, there were two Aronot, one for the Shivrei Luchot, one for the regular Luchot. That was one opinion. Remember, where's Robert? But where Bob's here. Right, remember, Bob, you asked me about that, right? So that would be that opinion, that's two Aronot. But even if I say that way, we could say that the way the article said that Mesama Kadosh Baruch Hu would have intended everything the same initially, but he's changing it. But it's easier if I should say it's the same Aron. So we'll see back in the Gemara. So he says, HaKetzad, how do we reconcile the Pesukim? Kan Bezman Shishol Simrisono Shomakom, when Klal Yisrael is doing the Rison Hashem, he wants everybody to make it. Kan Bezman Shaino Simrisono Shomakom, when they're not doing the Rison Hashem, so the way we're learning it, it's the same Aron. But when they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, so he says, Va'asu, you all make it. But when they're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, so even though they're all making it, but I consider like you made it, Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, this is put in to corroborate what we said before, that according to the opinion that says there's no difference between whether it says Kach Lecha or B'Yichui Lecha, means I'd really rather have it from you than from them. But it will be from everybody. But you think from everybody. So I consider it, you know, like as if you had brought it. Now, ad kano plihi elabikicho da'am. So the question then, let's go back. So again, we said, why can't the Pasuk be referring to Rosh Hashanah? So we said that it makes sense. The Pasuk is pointing to a day when the Kohen Gadol pays for the Korban for himself, like on Yom Kippur and the Miluim, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, where he's not paying for the Korban by himself. So the Gemara says, yeah, that works well. According to the opinion, says, Kach Lecha, you pay from it out of your own money. But there's an opinion that holds that either way from Tzibur. So this, back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ad kan lo plihi lebekicho ta'ama v'asiyo ta'ama. It says, in that Braisa, they're talking about generally speaking. Like when it says, Kach Lecha, v'yichui lecha, you know, v'asei lecha, kicho ta'ama, when it's a kicho ta'ama in general, Kach Lecha samim. Like the Torah says, bring the spices to compound the ketoreh. So the makloka tanayim is that from Moshe Rabbeinu's pocket or from the tzibur? Asiyot da'alma, making asi in general, asiyot ha'shtei chatzotot kesef. Is the makloka tanayim, is that from Moshe Rabbeinu's pocket or from the tzibur? Aval hanach, but the korbanah that we're speaking about, which is really the avod on Yom Kippur and the miluim, everybody will agree that it's from the pocket of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the question is removed. But here, the Torah explicitly explains that it comes from Aaron HaKohen's pockets. He said, paid from him. He says, it says by the Miluim, you'll tell Bnei Israel, bring Sirizim Lechatat, a goat as a sin offering. He says, so then why does he change the Lashon? In other words, he's saying, one Lashon, you'll bring the series Yim L'chatat. But then when he speaks to Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kach L'cha Egel B'Makar L'chatat, Lamali. Why does he change the language? So he says, Shmamina Kach L'cha Mishal Chahu. So from there, I could deduce that everybody would agree, by the Miluim, Aaron is paying for it. And then Biyoma Kippur Michli Kti Bezot Yavoron Lakodesh. Before Abim Makar Lakatad, the Gomer Ba'ayel Yoldah. But the Avodah in Yom Kippur, it says, this Aaron will come to the Kodesh, meaning he'll do the Avodah in the Kodesh with the par and the aisle. And then it says, Me'ib Ben Israel Kashne Sirzim Lakatad. And then from the Klal Yisrael, he'll bring the two goats for a Katad, which we're going to have quite a lot about the par and then Mesech about it. Then it says, Be'kriv et par Katad Ashalo, Lamali. Why does it say that Aaron will go up to the par Katad Ashalo? His parachatat. Shmamina haylo mishalohu. So from here, I could deduce that everybody will agree that Aaron is paying for those korbanot. So again, let's go back. So the question was, why can't it be Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara says it's more logical that we're talking about a parachatat that Aaron pays for from parachatat that he pays for. But the Miluim pays for it, Yom Kippur pays for it. Rosh Hashanah is from the Tzibur. So the Gemara said, maybe Maybe that's not the case. It's a machloket when it says kach l'chod. Does it mean it's from his own pocket or not? So the Gemara ends up saying everybody will agree here it's from his own pocket, because when there's a shinui in the psukim, then it's clear. If he says one pasuk one way, another pasuk he flips over. In other words, if I say these korbanot are from all of you and this korban is from him, then definitely it's from him. Okay, now who's got questions coming? When Yosef had first, then other people. What do you got from Yosef? Yeah. One more time. Go ahead. With first shuas, you said? Right. So, right. You can do the U.S. and the Gemara all the time. The Gemara always has it like where you go answer A, B, C, D, E, and F, and they say, gee, well, if I knew F, why did I have to bother with getting to E, F? And so that's the Gemara.
Question.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, I couldn't find it, but didn't Hashem say to Moshe, Psolecha, when he was going to write the Luchot?
Right.
So was it, Hashem was giving him the goods. It wasn't coming out of Moshe's pocket or Ketav Lecha.
That's a different pasuk, which we did not address, but that's in Parshas Kitisa. It's in, one time. Okay, that's in Perek Lamed Dalet in Shmot Pesach Aleph. That's what you're looking for, Lamed Dalet Aleph. So let me just see what he says here in Rashi. He says, Psalacha.
Yeah, there it is.
Shneluchot
Avanim Karishonim. So you're taking materials.
Yeah, so I don't know. We just said, I don't know if that had to be from the, in other words, he's going to be doing, he's going to be chiseling it. That's what it says. But it's not the same lashon. In other words, the fellows we were speaking of the Gemara were kachlacha and aselacha. You have pisalacha. So I don't know if pisalacha comes into the same category or not. But it could. But whether if it is or it isn't, it really doesn't impact on the discussion of the Gemara. All right. Okay, Winston, let me finish up with everybody here. Then I'll come to Oded. Okay, anybody here? Okay, what do you got for me, Oded? Right. Okay. Right. Right. Yeah, and that's what we said. That we said that the first pasuk that the Gemara quotes is before Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to get the second luchot. So he says, "Make an Aaron." And the other one is what, like you said, is mentioned in Parshas Truma, that's what Bezalel is going to make. Okay. All right. Everybody good? Okay, so moving on. Okay, all right. So we're on Gimel Amud Beis. One second. Okay, I got it. Okay, now again, we're giving another answer for why Yom Kippur trumps Rosh Hashanah for the Limud and the Pasuk. Rav Ashi Amar. So he says, if you look at the korban on Yom Kippur and the korban by the miluim, so they each have a par for chatat and an ayel yola. He says, la puki Rosh Hashanah ba'atzeret tervai olot ninu. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, you could find a par and an ayel. But the they're olot, they're korbanot olot, so they're different types of korbanot, so it doesn't match up the same way. All right, so again, it means that Yom Kippur wins the matching up situation. Okay, Ravina Amar, Dani Avodah B'Kohen Gadol, the Avodah B'Kohen Gadol. Ravina says, we're going to judge a case that has Avodah with a Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, the Avodah is with a Kohen Gadol. And the Miluim is also the Avodah B'Kohen Gadol. So Ravina Amar Dani Avodah B'Kohen Gadol, Mi Avodah B'Kohen Gadol, Apuki Kulu Kashitan, Belav Avodah B'Kohen Gadol. That would remove all the questions we had before. Why not this? Why not that? Why not the other thing? None of them were situations where he had to have a Avodah with a Kohen Gadol. So we're just saying it's Kohen Gadol with a Kohen Gadol. That's the situation. And that, like, yeah, okay, what's up, Yosef? Say again, repeat. Well, the only thing is not necessarily. In other words, we divided the pasuk into two. We had one was the Gzeirah Shavah B'Yom Tzavoto, Tziva Tziva, and that was the Paraduma. And then Lechaper, that was this whole thing with Yom Kippur. That's the part, the branch that we're focusing on now. All right. Everybody else good? Okay, let me just finish the limud here. Now, but Ikid de Amri, everybody with me, we're around 8 lines above where it gets wide. The Ikid de Amri, some say, Amar Ravina. The Ravina gave a different answer. The Ikid de Amri, Amar Ravina, Danin Avodah Tchila me Avodah Tchila. La Pukihani Lab Tchila Ninu. Now, we don't know what Avodah Tchila means. We're going to judge a case with first Avodah from a case with first Avodah, but we don't know what it means, first Avodah. So my Tchila, what does Tchila mean? So the Gemara says, Ilay Metchila Bekoin Gadol, Hainu Kamaita. So perhaps Tchila means, if you look in the Rashi, Rashi is around 15 lines down from the top. Ilay Metchila Bekoin Gadol, Dining Yom Kippurim, Shi Avodah Rishona, Shehutla Bekoin Gadol, Bekorin Otzibur. Maybe I'll say that he says, Biyom Kippur Ma Rishon, that I'll judge the case. The first Yom Kippur is the first time the Kohen Gadol is responsible, but Dafka for the Korban Ot Tzibur on Yom Kippur. So I'll judge that case. From the case of Shemini Atzeret, which is the first day time that he's the Kohen Gadol is doing any Avoda. So I have the case where the first time the Kohen Gadol is charged with bringing the Korban Ot Tzibur, the first Yom Kippur, from the Miluim, where the first time that he's doing a Avodah B'chlal, maybe that's it. So the Gemara says, Hainu Kamaita, that's in essence, the Gemara thinks, is like similar to the first answer, which the Avodah Kohen Gadol from Avodah Kohen Gadol. Ella, Avodah Tchila B'makom, the Avodah Tchila B'makom. So the Gemara says, no, the Ikat Amri is the first Avodah on that place, from the first Avodah in that place. Meaning, Avodah Yom Kippur is involves the Kohen Gadol going to the Kodesh Kedashim. So we're learning a case, the first case where the Kohen Gadol is doing Avodah, which enables him to go in the Kodesh Kedashim. He says from the first Avodah during the Miluim that he's dedicating the Mishkan and using the Mizbeach for the first time. So that's what we think the case. That's Ravina's second answer. So we're having cases that we learn about Yom Kippur, which is an Avodah that relates to the Kohen Gadol going for the first time in the Kodesh Kedashim, from the Miluim, which is the first case that Kohenim are serving as Kohenim and doing Avodah in the Mishkan and with the Mizbeach. Now, Rashi points out, though, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu, so Chazal teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu served as a Kohen for the 7 days before the Miluim, so Rashi brings down that his Avodah was very different. He wasn't wearing the big day kahuna, just living in Chaluk Lavan, and he was only like charged temporarily with that. Okay, so that's it. So who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
Did Aaron have a substitute?
For what?
For himself, who's Mafresh himself.
Presumably he did. Okay.
Who was it?
I don't know. Now, let me see. The Aaron Moshe, what did you have?
No, I'm just going to say that he was Shtamish because it says the medes, the feast of Shalafti Zayin Yom and Bisner. I was Zachet to be Zayin Yom and Kohen Gadol.
Wait, repeat it again.
The feast of Shalafti Zayin Yom and Bisner. Because I was fighting with the Varnish Kalilim 7 days about
taking. I couldn't make out the second word. Lepi what?
Shalafti, I think, right?
Shalafti? What do you mean, like burnt? What do you mean?
Because I was fighting with the Rabbeinu Shalom for 7 days about not wanting to take the honor,
right.
So I was to be 7 days the Kohen God.
All right.
So they asked the whole Shaila there. What's the pshat? You mean just because I was denying it for 7 days? What happens if I did it for your dollar days? What I've had. 14 days. In other words, if he would have wanted not to be the Kohen Gadol for 14 days, would he have gotten 14 days in the to be Kohen Gadol? So Pshat is that it was a negative response. He says because I was going back and forth bickering with the Rabbeinu Shalom, I got the 7 days. But the truth of the matter is, it was a good thing and a bad thing because nobody has more feeling of Rachmanis to somebody than the Rabbeinu Shalom. So he only got the 7 days. It was a good and bad thing that came right out.
Okay. All right. I'm going to move on unless anybody's got any more questions. Okay. So everybody mute themselves. So five lines above where it gets wide on Gimel and Beis. Everybody with me? Okay. So the Gemara says, Ki ata Rabdimi Amar. So he says, when Rabdimi came from Eretz Israel, he said as follows. Now this is going to be different than what we learned up till now. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Matni Chada, Rabbi Shuban Levi Matni Tarti. So he said that Rabbi Yochanan only derived one halacha. In other words, we had the way we learned in the Pasuk, we had the Paradum and Yom Kippur. We're learning from the Miluim. So in this version of Rabbi Yochanan, we quote Rabbi Yochanan Beis Amar Aleph, but there's a different version of Rabbi Yochanan. We'll see in a minute, the Gemara will explain, that he says Rabbi Yochanan only learned one thing from the Pasuk, but Rabbi Shimon Levi learned two things. Rabbi Yochanan matni chara la'asot l'chaper elu ma'asei yom kippurim. Rabbi Yochanan learned only one thing. La'asot l'chaper is just a reference to Yom Kippur. So the only thing Rabbi Yochanan is learning from the Pasuk is Prisha by Yom Kippur, not learning by the Paraduma. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan matni chada. Rabbi Yochanan learns one thing from the pasuk. But we learned in the Mishnayot, we have one Mishnah that says the sequestration 7 days before Yom Kippur, and the first Mishnah in Masechet Para says that 7 days before the burning of the para, the Kohen Gadol is also sequestered. I think it's the first Mishnah, right? No. It's not the first Mishnah. It's in Perek Gimel of Parah. But there's a Mishnah in Masechet Parah that says says that. So the Gemara says, Ma'ala ba'alma. So Rabbi Yochanan will learn that was just a stringency. It means a rabbinic stringency that was added on by the Paraduma. We said there were certain stringencies. Remember, they were Bimintame, the Kohen, and they would add certain stringencies to compensate so people don't, treat it lightly. So the Gemara says, but on the second line, Ba'amar Rabbi Yumi Bar Chilki Amar Machasi Bar Idiam Rabbi Yochanan, Kasher Saba Yom Zed Sibashim Lasod Lachaper Lechem, Asod Idu Masi Par Lachaper Lu Masi Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says, but on Dap Beis, we learned the Memra from Rabbi Yochanan, where he explicitly said, the Pasuk teaches me both Parah Aduma and it teaches me Yom Kippur, each have sequestration. So the Gemara says, Hahu De Rabbi. That statement is really a statement that Rabbi Yochanan was saying from his Rebbe. He says, and whereas the first statement, the statement we have here is his own statement. The Chiyata Ravin, when Ravin came, oftentimes you have Rabdimi and have Ravin, they each come from Eretz Israel, and oftentimes quoting Rabbi Yochanan, the Chiyata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Israel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. He said that Rabbi Yochanan said he had a Masorah from Rabbi Shmuel, in a word, it sounds like from his Rebbe. Mishum is usually not the Rebbe. Mishum is usually you heard it indirectly or it's not the Rebbe. He said, but here the Gemara says Rebbe. All right, so now, so we've been Mavira now. So one Shita is, which apparently Rabbi Shmuel was learning two things from the Pasuk. The other way is learning one thing from the Pasuk. In other words, Pasuk is only teaching me on a Duraisa level by Yom Kippur, this Prisha. But the Prisha that he did by Paraduma, that was a rabbinic stringency that was added on. That's the way that Rabbi Yochanan is learning. All right, now, on the sixth line from the top, the wide lines. So Amar Li Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, Mehecha Ki Alfit Lo Emiluim. So Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, where do you learn this Tzapra from the Miluim, the investiture? Imam Miluim Kol Ketubahen Ma'akti Bahen, Abhachanami Kol Ketubahen Ma'akti Bahen. So the Gemara is going to learn and that by the Miluim, everything that's written by the Miluim is Ma'akev. In other words, if you don't follow the instructions, the Miluim don't work. Everything falls apart. I have to like a strict construction with the instructions. I have to follow it to T. So are you going to say the same thing by the Yom Kippur as well? B'chitei mahachanami, so maybe you'll say, yeah, tak, that's the way I hold. I hold it just like the Miluim, everything it has to be exactly. So too by Yom Kippur. Mahatanan, but we learn in the Mishnah, umatkin lo kohen acher v'lo kani mafrishin. It says that they had a spare Kohen Gadol they would set up, like an understudy, to take over in case of still happens to the Kohen Gadol. He says, but doesn't say that they would sequester that spare Kohen Gadol. He says, but so how are you going to be able to do the Avoda if you need the spare Kohen Gadol, if you didn't do Hafrasha, and if I said everything with the requirements, so I have to be done exactly. He says, but my Makinin, Mafrishin, maybe you'll say, when the Mishnah says Makinin, it means that this like spare understudy is also sequestered. litany o edimakinin o edimaprishin. If that's the case, so the Tana should have used the same verb in both instances. So again, our Mishnah that we did yesterday is still so long in Dafyomi history, but the first line of the Mishnah says, should konimaprishin kohen gadol, and then the second line says, umakinin lo kohen acher tata. One is maprishin, one is makinin. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Elamar Meheche Yalifla. So he says, well, where do you learn the requirement to do Hafrasha by the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur? So Amar, so Reish Lakish says, Misinai. I learn it from the instructions that took place in Har Sinai. Dechtiv, it says in Parshat Mishpatim, Leishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, that the glory of Hashem rested on Har Sinai, by Chaseu Hanan Sheshit Yamim, Yanan, the cloud, covered Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days. And on the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, Michti, Ki Vayikra Moshe Bayom HaShvi'i. So the Torah didn't have to say Sheshit Yamim. I would understand it. The Torah could have said, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai, Vayichaseu Hanan, Vayikra Moshe Bayom HaShvi'i. You could just say on the seventh day he called them. My Sheshit Yamim, why is the Torah mentioned that he covered him for 6 days. Zibana Av means this is the model. The call Nichnas Machane Shechina, and anybody who's coming to Machane Shechina, meaning he's coming to, to Knesset, into the Kodesh Kadashim, Ton Prisha Shisha. He has, in other words, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is the only one who walks into the Kodesh Kadashim. He has to segregate himself for 6 days. So the Gemara says, Vanan Shivatanan, that's nice, 6 days, but the Mishnah says 7 days. So how does Reish Lakish know this? So the Gemara says, Manitin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteri. So the Gemara says that in Akinami, that's the limud Reish Lakish, but he's been sorry for that to another halacha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteri. The Chayish, the top line, and Dalet Amud Aleph, everybody with me, 4a. The Chayish, the Tumat Beito. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteri is Choshesh for the Tumat Beito. Let's see the first Rashi and Dalet Amud Aleph. We're concerned if the Kohen Gadol has relations with his wife before Yom Kippur, and then she unfortunately sees blood in the middle of Biyah. So he, the Kohen Gadol, will be Tamei for 7 days. So he won't be able to do Avodah on Yom Kippur. So to avoid that situation, we're going to take him out natural for 6 days, we're going to add 7 days. So in the art school, we had a blurb. One second. Yeah. So this is in footnote one on page four in the art scroll. He says, he quotes from the Ritva, once I have that reason, why do I need anything from Sinai? If I know for the Chashash HaTumah, so why do I need the whole Pasuk of Eshet Yamim? So he says, Ritva says two answers. If we're all concerned, he might become Tamei, so enough to move him out of his house. But from Sinai, he's teaching us that he's got to stay in this chamber in the Beis HaMikdash to become sanctified. And then two, it's very unlikely the Kohen Gadol will become Tamei in this manner. As such, the concern would not be sufficient to require sequestering. Once he has to be sequestered for 6 days, so we'll throw on a seventh day. In other words, that seems like the easier answer. In other words, it's not enough to make a sequester, but if he's sequestered for 6 days, you know what? We're going to throw on a seventh day to make sure he's in the clear. Okay, now, all right, any questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far?
Yeah, I have a question.
What's up?
The 7 day sequestration applies to the high priest for Yom Kippur and when they burn the Parah Adumah.
But let's refer to the Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol and the Parah Adumah.
Right.
So the thread, if I'm following the logic from earlier in the Gemara, was both represent atonement. That seems to be the connection.
Both represent what? Both represent
atonement. Atonement.
No, that's not correct. That's not correct. I don't know where you got that in the Gemara. We said
I keep reading the word atonement. So that's not
threat. No. Okay, here's a suit. We said two things in the Pasuk. We said la'asot la'chaper lechem. So la'asot is a separate raya you have to do. And then we said that's referring to the paraduma. And lechaper, that we said is referring to Yom Kippur. So it's not, it doesn't say anything about atonement by the Parah Adumah.
So in other words, that's not the thread. So what's the connecting thread between the two?
So I mentioned this on yesterday. We'll see in the Gemara. So either it's going to be that we have to be, again, there's different reasons than in the Gemara. Either it's going to be an issue that we want to be sure that they're not Tameh. That could be one issue. We saw already that there were chumras by the Parah Aduma, you know, to offset the fact that they were Metameh, the Kohen Gadol. Or, and we'll see, there's going to be machloket on one second. Yeah, on Daf Vav. So today's daf Gimel, right? Tomorrow's Dalet. So come on Shabbat. Are you going to be here on Shabbat, Robert? So I expect you on Shabbat. We're talking Daf Vav. The Gemara will discuss it. Okay, it's Machloket Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. But it might mean that then this is what Rabbi Sarfati was saying to me and Rabbi Packer, that it might just be we want them like to be focused on what they're undertaking. Okay, but I have to move on and then I'll pause. Okay, so let's take a look on the top line. Any other questions? All right, the top line in Dalet Amud Aleph. So Amarli Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, I'm going to have a machloket. Please, everybody mute themselves. Okay, Robert, mute yourself. So the Gemara says, where do we learn it from? Do we learn it from Har Sinai? Or do we learn it from the Pasuk by the Miluim? So Rabbi Yochanan says, so according to me, I say we learn it from the Miluim. It works out well. Why? Hainu Tanya, that fits in well what we learn in the Braisa. Zeb Zeb Mazin Lav Kol Shiva. Now it's talking about the Kohen with the Parah Aduma and the Kohen with Yom Kippur. So in each case, we sprinkle with them, each one of the 7 days of sequestration, we sprinkle them. Mikol Chatot Shiyusham. From all the Korbanot Chatot, means all the Parah Adumot that had ever been, they kept a sample of each Parah Aduma in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would sprinkle each one of them, each one of the 7 days of the sequestration. He says, Davai Nami Hazaba Miluim. So by the Miluim, which was in Parshat, Tav, so it mentions Hazah there also. It says that they sprinkled blood from the korbanot and oil on Aaron during all the 7 days. I think, what does the pasuk say? It's the Vayazal Aaron. I think in Banav. So it's Vayikra Perchet. So Rashi brings it down. He says so. The point is, there's a sprinkling by the Miluim, and this follows through with a sprinkling by the Paraduman by Yom Kippur. In the sequestration period, Elodidach. But according to you, Reish Lakish, the Alpha means Sinai. You're learning it now from Sinai. So as Zab is Sinai Mihavai, was there any sprinkling at Sinai? Well, why are they doing all the sprinkling? So Amar Lei, so Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, but the Ame Minicho. According to you, is it really work out so well? The Miluim Dam. By the Miluim, so blood is being sprinkled on it. Hachamayim. Here it's water with the ashes of the Paraduma. So the Gemara says Halokash. That's not such a contradiction. The Tani Rabbi Chiyah Torah Braisa Nichta Sumayim Tachadam. That the Gemara is going to learn this, that the water substituted for the blood. We'll see. So El Didach Hazab Sinai Mihavai. But according to you, what Hazab was at Sinai? So Amarle Mala Baalma. So he Reish Lakish says when it says that they did this Hazaa. It's just a rabbinic stringency. In other words, it's not required from the Torah, according to Reish Lakish. So it could be that we have now machloket possibly between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, there's hazah that's done during all the times the Shiva days, 7 days of the Hafrasha. So it could be, it possibly could be, that Rabbi Yochanan might hold that's a requirement to Raisa, and Reish Lakish could hold that it's a Maila Ba'am, it's just a rabbinic stringency. And we saw earlier that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it might be a rabbinic stringency by the Parah Aduma. And then I think there's a Tosfos where I saw quoted where he wanted to say that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's just an asmachta, right? He just says it's an asmachta. So it might be everybody holds. It's not Doraisa. All right. I have one more minute. So any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay. So I'm going to call it a night. Okay, nice having everybody. Let me say goodbye to everyone. One second, let me get everybody out. Okay, so Michael, nice to see you. Fur, nice to see you. Ruth, nice to see you. Seth, wonderful having you. Robert, nice having you. Aaron Moshe, nice having you. Emil Katan, nice having you. Please let me see your picture. I can't see you, Emil. Reveal yourself, Emil. There you are. Wonderful. Nice to see you. Welcome. I hope you'll continue studying with us. And nice Thank to have you, Odeid, Gabriel, and Yosef. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye now. Okay, bye-bye, everybody. Oh, let me end the recording. Let me end everything. Everything ended. Recording ended. Let's see. It's ended.